My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Realty Nation, welcome to Think Realty Radio. I'm your host, Abhi Goldhawk. I'm really excited to be on the show for you today because we're talking about finding deals. Now, you might be a beginner in the real estate world. You might be a pro in the real estate world. And if there's one thing that we all know right now, inventory is very hard to come by. That means, effectively, it's really hard to find deals unless you do something creative. So, I think Realty, we decided, you know what, let's go to the top person, the top company that we can think of that has a tried and true history of finding the right deals. And for real estate investors, that's RealFlow. Derek Gales is on the air with us today. We'll be talking about what it means to find the right deal, how you can evaluate these deals, what type of digital channels we should focus on, focus our marketing efforts on, what some of Derek's thoughts are regarding Google search and display ads and Facebook stuff and SEO and all of that. So we're really going to unpack some of these concepts and ideas for you so that you can understand them, you can absorb them, and most importantly, you can take action and benefit from RealFlow. That being said, let's welcome Derek to the show. Derek, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Give us a little 1-2 on who you are, what you do, and what RealFlow is.
Sure. So once again, my name is Derek Gales, and I run all of our paid acquisition strategies here at RealFlow. And what RealFlow is we are the leading real estate software provider for real estate investors. So RealFlow is essentially a toolbox full of every tool that a real estate investor is going to need to properly market themselves, analyze deals, a full CRM suite to manage those deals once they are into your system, and then the connections, the education, and the leads to grow your business. My role here at the company is kind of twofold as the manager of paid acquisition. I manage a fairly robust budget that we do for RealFlow on pretty much every digital channel to fill our funnel with our courses and investors to then learn and adopt our tools. But also, we run a sub-company called the RealFlow Agency, which is what I run half the time here, that focuses on doing one thing, and that's driving motivated seller leads for real estate investors across the country. So one of the nice things about that is that I get to see how campaigns work and how people interact with these campaigns in very different regions of the country. So people who are in San Diego are reacting to our ads and the content that we put out much differently than those in rural Alabama. So my goal for all today is to kind of give everybody a, well, hopefully remove a little bit of the fog when it comes to digital marketing, SEO, SEM, what all those work terms mean, and then hopefully provide a little bit of a roadmap that you can jump on to Facebook and start marketing and getting motivated seller leads literally after you get off the call.
Awesome. And I think this is going to be really interesting because there are a lot of folks, too, listening, Derek, that are really kind of fearful, right? They're like, oh, man, you know, does this mean I have to put myself out there and then I have to send people to a landing page? And that sounds really complicated and daunting to do. So I'd love to unpack some of these funnels as well. So like you said, our listeners can really take action and benefit. Let's talk about what a motivated seller is. In the real estate world, there's one definition. For you, what does a motivated seller mean?
A motivated seller is someone who is not going to go through the retail process of selling their home through an agent. They want to get rid of it quickly. And so that can encompass a number of different situations or pain points that the seller may be having. That could be pre-foreclosure. It could be having a relative that passed away that you just can't take on the effort of cleaning, listing, showing the house. Then we also have people that are moving or relocating that can't go through the process because they're just simply not in that town anymore. And by working with our real estate investors, these guys are able to jump in at the right time to kind of hold our end users' hands to help them sell their home quickly, and typically for cash offers as opposed to listing and going through a realtor and putting your home on the MLS and things like that.
Gotcha. So essentially, it's somebody that really needs to sell their home. Like you said, they may be moving jobs. They may have lost their jobs whatever reason. They could have inherited a property and they don't want to deal with that property anymore. Somebody could be out of state and they just want to sell their home and get a fair price for it. How are things being done now? Obviously, there's an inventory shortage. What are some mistakes that you're finding investors make when it comes to finding motivated sellers?
So the big thing that everybody does is direct mail, right? That's kind of a staple in our industry for reaching people who are in these distressed situations. And, you know, a lot of the times these motivated sellers can also be people who have properties that require, you know, $10,000, $20,000 worth of upgrades before they can even put it on a market, or at least that's what an agent's going to tell them. And so where we come in and we help is that we don't put them through that process. We're going to buy it as is. So it's also taking a lot of time off the plate of the person trying to sell the home. And it doesn't always have to be people in dire situations. They may just not want to deal with the cost and the effort of upgrading their home. So with that being said, like I mentioned, direct mail is always going to be kind of that go-to for real estate investors, or bandit signs, which is something that I'm going to expand on a lot. So a bandit sign, for those who don't know, are those little signs that you see that are similar to it's election season. You're seeing a lot of those signs out there now. Mm-hmm. Well, you've seen "we buy houses cash" or "we sell, you know, we'll buy your house for cash in 7 days." Those signs that you'll see pop up on street corners and things like that. One thing that we've coined here at RealFlow in the last 2 years is the idea of digital bandit signs. And so instead of having somebody driving by your sign, they're scrolling by on Facebook. And so one of the biggest benefits to that, and if there's any investors who have spent a Sunday night, you know, in the cold winter out there putting signs out so that the city doesn't call them the next day to take them down, the digital bandit sign is a great opportunity to eliminate all of that. So we see, you know, from the mistake side of things, or what people always kind of fall back on in terms of finding those leads, is that direct mail campaign or the digital bandit signs. And one of the biggest problems that I see as a digital guy is that I can't track or tell you how much or how successful this is being for my business, because I don't know how many people are looking at the sign when they drive by, or how many people are actually engaging with the mailer other than picking up the phone and calling. So what we're trying to introduce investors to is the digital side of the coin that will allow for not only more opportunities to get in front of potential customers, but also data to help advance your marketing as you move forward.
Gotcha. And there's definitely a lot to unpack there. And I'm excited to have that conversation because, you know, gee whiz, we talk about data. We talk about using that to target a Facebook audience and then what a digital ad looks like versus the bandit sign, which I think is an awesome comparison. I've never heard nobody's talked about that yet on Think Realty Radio. So I'm excited for that. What's the best way for our listeners to engage with you if we're interested in learning more about how to get motivated sellers?
Sure. So one of the great things actually with the timing of this is we're launching a new product here at RealFlow that we call Lead Pipes Premium. And it's our largest beta upgrade that we've done to our software ever in the about 12 years that we've been providing this software. And basically, we're giving you information to every house in America.
That's awesome. We got to go to break, so we got to stop. You know what? It's okay, though. We got to leave it at a cliffhanger. Think Realty Nation, realflow.com, RealeFlow.com. Have questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Ask your question. Get it answered right here on Think Realty Radio. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Today's show is brought to you by RealFlow, the number one lead generation software for real estate investors. RFleads.com.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
Hi, Kevin Orton here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home
Success in real estate is all about your network, so get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center. where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, welcome back to the show. Thank you for continuing to stay tuned in and continuing to take an interest in your financial future. That means a lot to me. I certainly appreciate it. Have questions for me throughout today's show or even after the show, thinkrealtyradio.com is where I live. You can also find me on your favorite social media channel at Avi Goldhart. My guest today is Derek Gales from RealFlow. We've been talking about what makes a motivated seller in the first segment. And I want to start talking more about this data. But first, Derek, you were talking about this new product launch that RealFlow has. Talk to me about that.
Yes, sir. So we are actually in the middle of the largest data upgrade to our software that we've ever done in over 12 years of providing RealFlow to real estate investors. So this has been a huge boost for us as a company. It's something we're all very excited about. So what our tagline is for LeadPipes Premium is how to uncover every high-profit real estate deal in your area in under 10 minutes without a marketing budget. And so, like I mentioned, we offer 18 different types of lead pipes to our users that you have access to 24/7. It is nationwide access to over 148 million properties and 18 different lead types. So essentially what we offer people is the ability to go into our software, select their marketing area, and literally have the ability to draw a circle around the area in which they market, and then select which type of leads, whether it's motivated seller leads, private lending leads. You select whichever lead types you like, and you can do one of two things within just a few clicks of your mouse, all through the software, and that is send highly targeted direct mail campaigns, and you can also create a custom Facebook audience directly from the RealFlow application.
That's insane. Help me unpack that. You said a lot of things. I understand what you meant.
I
got what you meant. Help me understand. Okay, you said lookalike. You said Facebook. You said directly from RealFlow. If you can maybe like chunk it for me, and then walk me through this process, that would be really helpful.
Sure. So if we're looking for the motivated sellers, we have 18 different lead types. So an example of some lead types would be absentee owners. So properties whose owners do not live in that property anymore. We have active listings, which is an active for sale property listing on the MLS, which is fantastic for real estate investors. As you know, getting access to MLS listings is something that can be very frustrating for a real estate investor. Typically, you're trying to connect with local realtors and people who have access to that, and you're typically waiting for responses from them to comp properties or tell you what's available. You're going to get access to all of that right within the LeadPipe system that we offer. Some other ones are bankruptcy, board investors, which is something that we've actually built internally with our own algorithm that is essentially absentee owners who have owned the subjected property for a long period of time. So people who may be sitting on properties for an extended period of time, we can pull all of those with the click of a mouse. And so what you're able to do is go in and analyze all of these different types of data right from one screen. And like I mentioned, we make it super simple for our users to act on that, because what's the value of these lists without the ability to market to them? So what we provide is a 12 years worth of data on the best converting direct mail pieces that we can offer. And we have those all built into our system. And so a user can literally go through and let's say they want to target pre-foreclosures in Cleveland, Ohio. That's where we're based out of. They can select those pre-foreclosures, And then with a few clicks of the mouse, they can execute a direct mail campaign. And what that means is that they can customize their postcards, yellow letters, handwritten letters. We have a whole variety of templates and themes that you can choose from. You can then, with another couple of clicks, literally send out your postcards to that list all within a couple of minutes. And we can do the exact same on Facebook. We can take those lists and we actually format the Excel download of exactly the fields that you need to upload into Facebook to then target these people online. And that's where we start talking about our digital bandit sign campaigns.
Gotcha. So that makes a lot of sense. Why target Facebook? Is it just Facebook is where everybody is? Why not maybe like Instagram or LinkedIn or Twitter?
Sure. So we've ran a number of campaigns for motivated sellers on behalf of our investors on all of the channels that you've just mentioned. And one of the biggest shifts that we've made in the past 24 to 18 months is moving the vast majority of our clients' budgets from Google to Facebook. And the reason being, there's a number of them, but the biggest one is the cost. And the pricing for Google has just gone through the roof. Competition is at an all-time high, and we really weren't able to get enough traction for the price. So our spend was getting very high, and the people that we were driving to these landing pages weren't as quality as we would have liked. So about a year ago, we moved all of our users over to Facebook, and we run specifically two types of targeting. So this is a big part for the listeners, so you can listen up here. So we typically run two different targetings, and one is to our Lead Pipes Premium downloads. So I and my team go into our system once we understand where an investor is located, and we pull all of the applicable motivated seller audiences that we can, and then we upload them to Facebook on your behalf. Then we're able to target them for a much cheaper cost. And just to put this into perspective, our average during the year 2015 per click on Google was almost $15 a click. Mm-hmm. And so you can see how that would be very difficult to even get a substantial amount of people to check out your landing page offer, because that's a crazy amount of money to spend per click. Once we moved over to Facebook, we were getting clicks for about 11 cents. So it's just a massive shift of how much traffic we're able to drive for the exact same budget that we were using prior on Google. Now, in terms of expanding out to LinkedIn and Instagram and Twitter, they're great places to be to increase your awareness or the presence of your company. But in terms of driving engagement, Facebook is the number one way to go. And you had mentioned before at the beginning of the call that a lot of users get very kind of befuddled or a little frazzled by lining up funnels and landing pages and ads. Well, I'm here to tell you that our best advertising on Facebook is Facebook Messenger campaigns. And that, so for the users that don't that aren't familiar, we have an ad that we show to our targeted list of people from RealFlow, and the call to action button is to chat with me immediately in Facebook Messenger. The person then can click that ad, and it pops up immediately into Messenger with one of our real estate investors. And so why I relay this back to landing pages is this removes it 100% from the equation. There's not a page now that we have to monitor. We're literally engaging with them right in Facebook. And one of the biggest advantages of this is it enhances the trust factor. It puts a face and a company to the company for the end user, and they're not afraid of going to some website and submitting their information. They're on Facebook, and you're talking to them directly through the application in real time. And for any of the investors that are on the line, you know that motivated sellers, one of the things that makes them a motivated seller is the urgency, that motivation to sell at fast.
Yes.
And so what we love about the messenger is that you can engage with them in real time.
And that's what's really important, especially right now if we need to capitalize on deals. We got to go to break. Think Realty Nation, get in touch with Derek and his team at realflow.com, RealeFlow.com. Have questions for me? ThinkRealtyRadio.com is where I live. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you by RealFlow, the number one lead generation software for real estate investors. RFLeads.com.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to BizVod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
All right, Think Realty Nation, we're back. It's Abhi. My guest today is Derek Gales. Derek Gales from RealFlow. We've been talking about motivated sellers. We've been talking about what his technology is able to do in finding more motivated sellers. And timing is everything here, folks. When it comes to real estate investing, especially right now when competition is really high, you need to make sure you have the best offer. But most importantly, you need to make sure that you can be the first to these motivated sellers, or at least as close to first as possible, especially with thousands of marketing materials that are being mailed to these individuals on a regular basis. You have to tweak your strategy and tweak your methodology. And Derek is here talking to us and shedding some light on what type of marketing techniques you really need, not necessarily only from an offline perspective, but from a digital perspective. Derek, keep going with your stream of consciousness here. I really liked it. You're talking about Facebook ads. You were talking about creating lookalike audiences. Dive into that a little deeper for me.
Sure. So where I left off, we were kind of diving into our most successful campaign type, which is the Facebook Messenger campaign. So that is allowing a user to click directly from your ad into Facebook's chat messenger and engage with either you or someone from your staff almost instantaneously. And this has been a shift for us that, again, removes the need to manage a website, to watch out for leads that are coming in by email that you may not get to. We just tell our real estate investors to install the Facebook Messenger app on your phone. It pops up immediately. And the goal really for us here at RealFlow is to start a conversation and to do that as quickly as we possibly can to let our investors do what they're good at, which is closing deals. And so really that's what we're trying to get. And the Messenger campaigns do that the best possible way, because now you're also not dealing with tracking pixels and all these little technology pieces that are very important to a successful digital marketing campaign. You don't have to deal with that when you're driving to a messenger conversation. And one thing that I did want to, I teased a little bit, was with regards to the targeting. So you had mentioned lookalikes. So of course, my favorite audience to target are the LeadPipes premium leads that we pull from RealFlow. And typically when we launch a new campaign, we'll do one audience that targets them. And then we also do what we call a geo-located, geo-targeting campaign. And this is where the digital bandit signs really come into play. And so we're creating a library. We have a very robust library of these kind of digital bandit signs. We buy houses. We help close. We also have ones that address different pain points. Is it mold? Is it relocation? But the geo-targeting, we're saying, hey, I live in Cleveland, Ohio. I am looking for properties within a 20-mile radius, and I'm going to go ahead and plant my flag digitally and then let people scroll by instead of click by, or drive by. So one of the great things, like I said there, is that you're not running around pulling that out. You can see how many people click and engage and check out your offer, which I think is just a huge piece of data that you can use moving forward. And just another tidbit there, I mentioned that we always launch two audiences. That's a geo target and then a custom lead list that we pull from our software. 9 times out of 10, our custom audiences perform better than the geo targeting. And that's a great thing from a monetary standpoint, because from my view, we're cutting out the clutter of the geo targeting, and that audience is much more focused on people that live there but have also met some sort of criteria to get on our motivated seller list. So while I'm super happy that we're always the engagement is better, I'm even happier because it costs less to engage with those people than it does just kind of hitting everybody who lives in a specific city.
Gotcha. So from what I'm hearing so far, Facebook is where to play. Google search, though good, is really expensive. And understanding how to use Facebook, given your software, is quite frankly kind of easy. You log in. So what are the steps? How do I do it? I log in to RealFlow, so RealFlow.com. I log in. What are the steps?
Yep, don't forget the E.
Yep,
we always got to make sure that E
That's
is
right.
there in RealFlow. So, yeah, the first thing that you're going to do is we have an onboarding team that gets people into the software and familiar, and our goal is to get a website for you. So you're going to get off the phone with one of our guys, and you're going to have a web presence already set and ready to go, and you already have access to our Lead Pipes Premium. So literally, once you hit the dashboard of setting up an account, you can jump into the Lead Pipes section of the application and start pulling these lists as much as you would like. So we have all of that, and then like I said, we provide an export button that will take all that data, so all the parcel information that isn't applicable to Facebook, it'll clean all that data and give you a zipped Excel file that has exactly the format and data you need to upload right to Facebook. And we also have, obviously, the done-for-you version through our RealFlow agency, which is where our team does a quick ramp-up to get your campaigns up and out the door. We also have a Facebook masterclass course that's taught by me. So it's a fairly robust course. It's five modules long. It has tons of videos that walk you step-by-step through the process of not only setting up your ads and launching them, but also installing some advanced pixels, best practices with your Facebook business page, how to link those two up. We even give strategies for content, and I mentioned a library of graphics for your ads. That's a resource that I think is worth every penny, because if you've ever had to go find a graphic designer, have ads made, you can spend up to $25 per graphic. And we're giving our users about 100 different ad angles that we've tested and proven all within the application. So not only do we give you the data and the tools, but we also have a very robust course that we have people going through every day that's teaching them how to set this up and gives them the assets to kind of get in there and go right from the rip.
Gotcha. What's the difference? I mean, let's say I attend an event. I'm going to my local real estate investment association, or I just connect with a bunch of folks in the industry, and they keep telling me, "Well, hey, I need a website, and then I need to start blogging, and then I need to optimize for the search engines, and then I have to mark." Can you maybe shed some light on what my thought process should be? Start a website, create a logo, versus just doing the rubber meets the road stuff.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, a website is always going to be the cornerstone of your digital marketing campaigns. And, you know, while I do very much kind of support the messenger campaigns because of the speed in which you can connect with people, you're always going to want to have a website. And that is really for validation purposes. If somebody sees your ad or engages with some piece of content out there, or you know, maybe you were at an event and they posted some information about your business, they're going to want to verify that you're real and that you're of substance. So our application as well, you know, because we are kind of an end-to-end tool, we help you get that website up. So I do think that having a website, having some nice branding for yourself, I don't think you have to go crazy, but as long as it's just a crisp brand that has a nice website that displays just the information that they need. So if you're a real estate investor, that's typically an About Us page that talks about your history and your experience, what areas you work in. You're going to have a seller's page that goes through your process of how you buy a house from somebody, how you make it easy, how to get in touch with them, and then a contact. You know, it's a very simple kind of a brochure type of a presence, but that really is step one. Now, getting to your point about, you know, what do we hear at events? The number one thing, and I'm sure everybody knows these three letters, is SEO.
Yep.
Hear it every day.
Yeah. You know what? We got to go to break, Derek. We'll talk about SEO when we come back. It's super vital that everybody listening really understands what Derek is about to say about SEO. So I didn't mean to cut you off, but you know what? That's radio. We got to go to break. Check out realflow.com, RealEflow.com. We also have a physical magazine. It's called Think Realty Magazine. You can pick it up at Barnes & Noble. So make sure you pick up a copy, then ask me a question at thinkrealtyradio.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll see you in a sec.
Today's show is brought to you by RealFlow, the number one lead generation software for real estate investors. RFleads.com. Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage them. Narada Real Estate Investments saves you time by providing you with professionally managed income properties in the best U.S. markets. Learn more at PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and download your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com.
This is Tammy, the Lady Boss of Real Estate, inviting you to join our contrarian movement of revolutionizing, promoting, and supporting the extraordinary women of real estate. We are disrupting the status quo, setting new standards while standing for transformational change of all women. Lady Boss Real Estate embodies the entrepreneurial spirit, supports diverse roles, empowers the advancement, freedom, and self-sufficiency of all women through real-world, real-life real estate while having fun doing deals and heels. Join us at LadyBossRealEstate.com.
Are you ready to become a smarter investor and start generating passive monthly income by investing in tax liens and distressed real estate properties? Then you're ready for the PIP Group, a fully passive turnkey service provider offering investment opportunities in tax liens, deeds, fix and flips, foreclosures, and more. Go to PIPGroup.com now to get the education you need to be a profitable investor. The PIP Group, the experts in tax liens and distressed real estate investments. ThePIPGroup.com.
Real estate investors, first timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at Auction.com/ThinkRealty.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Okay, so it's Avi Goldhawk. We're back. You're listening to Think Realty Radio. The last 10 minutes of the show. We're almost there. You're hanging on tight. You're learning about Facebook ads. You're learning about lookalike audiences. You're learning about the marketing techniques and the online space that you need to win the game and beat your competition to that motivated seller. Okay, that's the way that you win right now. That being said, Derek Gales from RealFlow, RealFlow.com is on the air. We're talking about building your brand and then, of course, blogging. And SEO, SEM, what does it mean? Why should I care? Derek, I cut you off before the break. Had to. We're going to break. That's how we pay the bills around here. Talk to us a little bit about SEO and then the differences between SEO and SEM.
Yep. So SEO and SEM is kind of they're both terms that I'm sure everybody in the audience has heard. SEO is organic, that is ranking well based on the content and the confidence essentially that a search engine has in displaying your answer to people's questions. SEM is search engine marketing. That's paying for your positions. So one of the best analogies that I've always had for this is SEO is very much like a tanker ship. When you spin that wheel and you try to make a course adjustment, it takes a long time for that tanker ship to actually make that turn. And with SEO, it takes a long time to see the results of your campaigns. And so one of the things that we like to do on the SEM side is equate it to a fighter jet. Because you make a change, you target a different word, you're going to see a result immediately. If you're sitting in a fighter jet, you crank that joystick, you're going to start barrel rolling, right? So one of the things there is we like to use them in conjunction with each other. If you are interested in an organic campaign, which I can't stress enough, I don't think that it's of value for our audiences. It requires a lot of time, commitment to content, and not just content, but quality content. Mm. And a lot of times, people just don't have the time for that. And without getting too in-depth on the organic side of things, Facebook, to just kind of drive home the point, with all of the recent privacy concerns and ads that people have had issues with in Facebook this year, an organic post from a business is not going to be seen on Facebook. So we need to get in front of those people, and that's by paying. Because if you think about Facebook as a house party where you go to talk to your friends and your family, if every time the door rang at your house party and you opened it up and it was the exterminator trying to give you a free assessment, you'd start to get really upset that it's not you're not viewing the content that you want. And so what Facebook has done in this year specifically, so I actually have a direct line with Facebook where we talk about pretty much everything that's happening on a weekly to monthly basis with them, is that organic content is going away because chances are they don't want to read about things like that. They want to learn about their friends. So paid is really the only way to get people in front of your offer. So that's where it's kind of taken shape. My one example of somebody who is as a small business who's done SEO well was a guy who I worked with that sold concrete fasteners, so literally screws that you put into concrete walls. And what he did was he bought an office that he went to every day for 1 hour for a year before he went to work writing an article or a video about his product. He ranks number one organically for that, but that is an example of the type of effort that has to go into it, even in an obscure industry like concrete fasteners. So for the time and the effort, it's much more valuable for our investors to get out there and close deals and work on their rehabs and let the Facebook marketing side of things drive those people who are actually ready to go. So in terms of organic, make sure your website is filled out thoroughly. Most website builders, including the RealFlow one, provide all of the fields for you to fill in your information, your keywords, and your local contact information. And that, honestly, is enough to have a solid web presence. And where we're really going to win is by getting and paying for the ad to get in front of these people. Unfortunately, it's just the way of the world, and that's where the state of digital marketing is, especially on Facebook.
Got it. So it's definitely pay to play, but it doesn't seem like it's a whole heck of a lot to pay to play. Should we expect the cost of Facebook ads to really, like, say, skyrocket in the next couple of months, in the next year, no. 2 years, 3 years?
You know, we have seen a drastic increase in competition over the last 18 to 24 months.
Okay.
And so what I can confidently say, in the last probably 6 months or so, the dust has kind of settled and the new norm is kind of is essentially here. So we typically suggest starting out Facebook campaigns as low as $8 to $10 a day. So it's really and why we chose that is that it's enough money for the algorithms to collect enough data to begin successfully targeting and optimizing for the right people, but it's not enough to where they're going to throw a ton of money out there and you're wasting it while it optimizes. Anything lower than $8 to $10 a day, and it's kind of hard for the algorithm to build a picture in its head of the persona that they'd like to optimize for. So, you know, that's a very reasonable budget, especially when you think about the fact that per click, we were spending almost $15 a day just to get one person to look at our site. Yeah. This is an entire campaign budget for a day where you can expect to drive anywhere from 50 to 1,500 people a day for that budget.
That's crazy. So really, I'm getting the best bang for my buck on Facebook right now. That's what I'm hearing.
100%. And so one other thing that I like to share is Google, if you think about it, it's demand-based. The demand is there. Somebody says, hey, I need Nike shoes. And if you sell Nike shoes, you're answering that demand. But on Facebook, people aren't searching, I need Nike shoes on Facebook. So you have to kind of create your own demand within audiences that are that Facebook kind of deems as being more or less interested in your offering. So that's where all the pieces kind of come together. And so while, you know, people aren't actively searching for, I need to sell my house within Facebook, they are researching companies. They're looking at different pages for information on how to prevent losing their house. And so we can, you know, while they're not specifically saying it, Facebook has gotten really good at understanding who these people are and targeting them the right way. So the other advantage to that is if you've ever seen a search ad on Google, you've only got about 120 characters to get your message across. Mm-hmm. With Google, with Facebook, we can write two paragraphs or even a page worth of content. And that's great because especially with this, they want to understand that they that you know what you're talking about and how you're going to work with them, how you're going to make their life easier and solve this terrible problem that they have of needing to get out of a home or a property that they have under ownership.
Got it. Question for you then. Do you recommend when we're doing a Facebook ad, do you recommend video and text or text only or just a picture and text or a picture and video? How do you – what do you think is the best combination for responses?
That is a fantastic question. And one of the reasons that I'm going to say video is twofold. Obviously, people engage with video like crazy, but one of our most successful ads that we've ever had was one of our investors who literally in 10 days and $1,200 worth of advertising spend on one video ad, she closed two different properties and made $80,000 in profit from this one ad in less than 2 weeks. It is a video of her holding her cell phone and saying, hi, my name is Jenna. I need houses to buy. Please message me below or click and send me comment on the post right here. And literally we use that video and we use that as our ad. And the benefit to that is Facebook allows you to create, like you've mentioned, lookalike audiences and custom audiences off of people who watch that video. So even though it's only 10 seconds long, if you watched half of it, I can create an audience and send you a more targeted message saying, hey, I know you're interested in some options to sell your property. Give me a chance to speak with you. So not only is video the most engaging, but we can also create audiences off of people who watch those videos.
That's awesome. And then what was her budget? Just out of curiosity, we got to end the show in 30 seconds. What was her budget for that ad, and how long did she run it?
We ran that ad for almost 3.5 months because it was successful. She never went over $10 a day, and we spent about $300 a month over that first month. And that was it.
No way. That's awesome. So, I mean, I could pick your brain about this all day, but we got to end the show, unfortunately. Derek, thanks so much for jumping on the air with me. I appreciate all the advice.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. Think Realty Nation, check out Derek, his team, about getting in touch with motivated sellers. He just gave you a prime example of one. I mean, that just totally blew my socks off. Get in touch with his team at realflow.com. That's realeflow.com. Wow, I learned something today. And my producer, Isaac, he's nodding his head, too. He's like, wow, that's insane. All right, we've got to end the show. Think Realty Nation, you got to go to Barnes & Noble, pick up a copy of Think Realty Magazine. Happy investing. We'll be right back.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24-7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of Biz Talk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This is BizTalk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.